Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The luncheon speaker for this Friday's Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green is Evelyn Browning Garris, a historical climatologist.
Instead of looking at models and telling people what's going to happen in the future, according to my model, I look at history. I look at what happened in the past when we had these conditions. And that's what I tell my clients, what happened 80% of the time when we had the current conditions. And this gives them some perspective when they're making their business decisions.
She edits the Browning newsletter and is a weather consultant across the world.
I find myself working for oil and heating industries, agricultural interests. I work for people who run ski courses. And I've been able to do this all over the world because we're all having weather problems.
She makes the case we're just now coming out of a weather era that's been unusually calm.
One of the things most people don't realize is starting in the late 50s and the 60s, we entered the most benign climate. So what has happened recently is we have changed back to normal. So the weather that we've experienced most of our lives was benign. Now we're entering normal. And normal is going to be very interesting.
More on the new normal in a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Evelyn Browning Garris isn't projecting doom and gloom, but she does feel that we are coming out of that benign weather period.
In some ways, it's going to present more extreme weather. Like this month, we've broken over 5,500 snow records just in the U.S. alone. And this is going back to the new normal.
And what about our message for the Kentucky Ag crowd at the Commodity Conference this Friday in Bowling Green?
I'm going to be telling them, among other things, that after a very cold winter and spring, there's some very good odds of a potential El Nino. And when you have an El Nino, it gives brilliant weather for U.S. farmers. And some of our competitors have bad weather. So we can get good crops in a world that's going to need to buy them for good prices.
This Friday's luncheon speaker at the Commodity Conference, Evelyn Browning Garris. They call her the Weather Whisperer. You can learn more online at browningnewsletter.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.